What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Was Sexually Assaulted at a Bar by a Fugly Woman on New Year's Eve. So, I've been going to this bar here in small town USA ever since I came back from Romania. Now, as you guys know, in Romania, I went to a bar, a pub, that's what they call it over there, I guess. I was going to pubs over in Romania because of Scamarona. It was the only place that was open after like 9 o'clock. Now, even though legally they were not supposed to be open, they were private only for foreigners like myself. So, I was going to the pub in Romania. I even did a video there with a guy by the name of Farmer John. I put it up on MGTOW TV, you know, back a couple of weeks ago when I was in Romania. So I liked the pub. I liked the atmosphere. I liked the music. I liked the fact that they have internet. Because as you guys know, when I go there, I work on MGTOW TV. So ever since I came back from Romania, I started going to bars here in small town USA. Now, I never been a bar person, and that's because you guys have to keep in mind, when I was driving cab in LA about 13 years ago, you know, I started driving cab in 2009, it's 2022 already, so that's 13 years ago I've been driving cab. And in LA, you know, the bars are, depending where you go, of course, but bars in general are like for, you know, roughnecks, tough people, you know, rowdy people. It's just not my setting. However, because of feminization of men, what ends up happening is that a lot of these bars, now the guys become very, very low T, you know. So when I started going to the bar here, I'm like, oh, this is perfect, you know. Here in small town USA, I live in Florida, we don't have any Scamarona restrictions over here. However, the small town I'm in, everything shuts down by 9 o'clock because that's just how they do in a small town. So this pub or bar, depending how you want to call it, that I've been going to for the past couple of weeks, it closes at 2 at night. So you guys know me, during the day I like to go fishing, I like to go to the beach, you know, and then at night I can, you know, go to the bar, put my headphones on and listen to all the content creators we have on MGTOW TV and just do my computer coding on the platforms. So anyways, for the past couple of weeks I've been going there. There's this woman, I would say she's probably in her late 40s or early 50s. Now, her body is decent, okay? She has a decent body. However, the face is in the negative. This is not a face that's like a zero. This is a face that's like negative three. You know, she could be a smoker, she could be a drug addict. I mean, honestly, guys, she looks like a fucking witch, you know. That's just how ugly her face is. Again, decent body, decent knockers, you know, decent hair. She looks like she's like, she looks like she could be like Italian or Greek, you know. She's about 5'4". Kind of looks like a troll in a way, honestly. I mean, the face definitely makes her look like a troll. Again, decent body, but the face, guys, is a fucking negative, okay? Like negative three. So every time, so when I go to this pub, /bar, I sit in the back, okay? Because they got, you know, they got those tables where, you know, a group of, you know, three or four people can sit. So I sit in the back, I get out my laptop, and I start working on MGTOW TV. You know, I'm not the type of person to walk around the bar and socialize with people. I don't drink alcohol. I drink, I think it's called St. Paul Non-Alcoholic. You know, it's $3.50 plus $2.50 tip. So pretty much the bartenders get $2.50 for less than 1 minute of work. But that's fine. You know, I'm there from like 9:10 to like 2 a.m. in the morning. You know, and they have really good internet over there. Good music, you know, some of that old stuff, you know, from the 90s and early 2000s. None of that new crap nobody likes. But I like going there. So anyways, so this witch-looking lady, she would like blow me kisses, like, and every time she'd pass by me, you know, she's like, "You're handsome." She blows me a kiss, and I'm like, "Thanks," you know. I'm not giving her any signals that I'm interested in her whatsoever. And when she passes by me, you know, she likes to come in and talk to me, and I actually move backwards, you know. My body language is saying, "Bitch, stay the fuck back," okay? So, what happened on New Year's Eve, you know, when the clock strikes midnight, you're supposed to kiss a girl, right? So anyways, I'm just, to me, New Year's Eve is just any other day. I do what I do every freaking day. Again, I'm there working on MGTOW TV. I got my computer there writing code. And this witch of a woman, she comes up to me after the midnight ball or whatever it is. I don't care. You know, none of this stuff means anything to me. So, she comes up to me. She grabs my hand, right? She grabs this hand. She puts this hand on her breast. And she says, "Kiss me." And I'm like, "No, no." So, she grabs my head, right? She pretty much puts me in a headlock. She grabs my head, like, grabs my head, turns my fist like this, and she's trying to lock lips with me, and she's saying, "Kiss me, kiss me." And she's trying to lock lips with me, man. I'm not locking lips with her. And I'm like, and then, you know, after like half a minute, you know, she gave up, and she's like, "You're beautiful, you're handsome." And I'm like, "Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day." And that's when she went back to her seat. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there watching this saying, "Amr, if that was me, I'd have knocked her the fuck out and I'd have called the police on her for sexual assault." You know, that's pretty much rape if you ask me, right? So, yes, that went through my mind as well. But obviously, I didn't do that for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, as you guys know, I drove cab in LA, and that was back before Uber was a thing, so we got all the shitty people. So I'm a big fan of defusing the situation. You know, I never ever had, I'm 41 years old, I never had anybody lay hands on me before, man. This was the first time somebody would lay hands on me, a girl. I'm just the type of person who, like, you know, you get that one chance, and if you get the message, that's cool. I remember this one time, man, I picked up this black dude, and I took him to his luxury apartment in North Hollywood. He was a gay guy. You know, there's a lot of gay people out there that are undercover. You'd never know it, but they're undercover. And a good portion I don't want to say a good portion of black people are gay, but there's a considerable amount of black people who are gay. So this gay dude, man, he offered me $10,000 if I came up to his apartment. And I'm like, "No, no." And of course, you know, he tried to negotiate with me, stuff like that, you know. But he got the hint that, yeah, sorry, buddy, I don't swing that way. So I'm a big fan of defusing the situation, as long as the other party finally gets the message without, you know, laying hands on me or trying to kill me. So that was one of the reasons why, you know, I didn't call the police on her or knock her the fuck out, even though I'd have had every right to do so. I mean, there's eyewitnesses, there's camera. So if the police showed up, I'd be like, "Look, ask all these hundreds of people here. Look at the camera footage. The bitch was fucking trying to fucking kiss me. She had me in a headlock." So, you know, she could have went to prison. And in Florida, guys, you know, this is not a liberal state, okay? So this bitch would have been fucked up had I called the police on her. Now, one of the main reasons why I didn't call the police on her, because it's not entirely her fault. Now, let me explain, okay? The thumbnail in this video, okay, as you guys can see, the thumbnail in this video is a picture I took. You guys can see the computer, right? That's my computer. I'm working on some code, and I snapped a photo of this decent looking white guy making out with a fucking nasty, nasty, nasty land will. You see, like TFM, Drixel, Line of MGTOW, and just about everybody in the manosphere has said thus far, the problem is the simp. They enable, empower, and encourage women to be the way they are today. So, when you have a decent looking guy, and then you have this fat, ugly land whale, 300 plus pounds, and he's making out with her, women are gonna have the idea that, hey, I can just go up to any guy and kiss him, and he's gonna kiss me back. Now, Amar Metwali is not that type of guy. Now, I have standards, okay? Now, I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, Amar, you lie. Look, Yogi Obe's mom is special. She's the exception and not the rule. But for all other women out there, guys, I have standards. Look, I can fuck black women all day, every day. But I don't, because I have standards. I can fuck fat woman, ugly woman, but I don't. I have standards, okay? So, in today's world, when men are so damn thirsty, women believe that, hey, I can go into a bar and fuck any guy I want. I can swipe right on any guy on dating apps and I can fuck him. This is why women hate MGTOW, because we take away their power. The only power a woman has over any man is her pussy. Once you take away that pussy power, that woman is totally, utterly worthless. She has no power whatsoever. Now, guys like you and me, we are the greatest threat to society, because you can't get us with pussy. You can't dangle pussy in front of us and think we're gonna kowtow to you. You know, the Romans said bread and circus. You know, as long as people have food to eat and watch some dumb football game, they're happy. I, Amar Metwali, I say pussy and booze, okay? I've known that since I've been driving cab well over 10 years ago, okay? As long as you can give the normies, or the goyim, like I would like to call them, you know, or dipshit normies, that's what TFM calls them. As long as you give the average goy pussy and booze, you will always, always have control of them. That's not a personal opinion, that's a fact. You guys can look at it yourself. Pussy and booze, you will control the average man, okay? You know, this pub I go to, you have to understand, guys, I live in a small town, USA, okay? We don't have super duper hot woman here, okay? All the hot women, they go down to Miami, okay? So here we are left with average looking women, you know, women who are like fives and sixes. Then we have women who could be close to an eight. And then, of course, we have women who are sub average, like the witch who tried to make out with me. Now, there are women out there who are at the pub who are like fucking fat. Here's the thing you guys need to understand, okay? Fat woman, now it depends where they are, right? In LA, where the guys are so thirsty out in LA, you guys have to understand. And special shout out to Drixel from MGTOW Podcast. You know, they're here on YouTube, on MGTOW.tv, you know? MGTOW, MIGTOWN. They release videos every couple of days. Subscribe to their channel, guys, because they're here and Drixel speaks the absolute truth. You know, Drixel, you know, he's black. He's the type of guy whose mentality is, I'm going to destroy all these hopes and dreams that the soy boys and simps have when it comes to women. And it's the same thing here with me. I'm here to expose the beta male, the soy boys. Like TFM said, guys, women are amazing, women are beautiful, women are great. The problem is with the weak, pathetic men who enable, empower, and encourage them. You know, this girl, this ugly, ugly woman who sexually assaulted me, by all legal definition, that was pretty much rape, you know? She wouldn't have done it if she hasn't been able to do that with other guys. And I've seen her, right? You guys have to understand, I've been going, you know, every bar out there has three types. Actually, there's like 3 to 4 types of woman in every bar, okay? You got the floozy, who makes out with just about any guy that she can get with, like the ugly, ugly witch who pretty much wanted to rape me. Then you got the fat, ugly chick who's there hoping that some guy gets drunk enough to make out with her. Then you have the average-looking woman, the average-looking woman who has to work. So she's there pretty much acting like a man. And then you have, you know, number 4, you have the frustrated, not sexually frustrated, you have the frustrated woman who's an 8 because she wasn't hot enough to be flown out to Dubai, okay? So, like Drexel said, it all comes down to the ratio of men to women, okay? In LA, you have a lot of men in LA. This is why women in LA can be 400 pounds overweight and act like they're the bee's knees, that you should worship them, because there's far more men than women in LA. Therefore, the men simp to get women. So you can get a decent guy who will simp to be with a 400 or 500 pound woman. And we've seen guys like that here on MGTOW TV in the videos uploaded by various content creators. So we know there are decent looking guys out there who will get with a 400 or 500 pound land whale. That's a fact, it's not a personal opinion. Now, in small town USA, where the ratio of men to women is balanced, then women have to start, I don't want to say a woman simp, but they become predatory. That's really what they do, you know? Again, that woman who sexually assaulted me, she was a predator. That's what she was, you know? She was a, you know, what she was, she wasn't simping for me, you know? Simping for me would be like buying me drinks. And again, I don't drink alcohol, you know? She could have bought me like fucking food. She could have been, you know, kind of like how men simp by giving women resources. She could have done that for me, but she didn't do that because women don't simp. They just become predatory because, again, they think that deep down you're going to fall for them because all men are thirsted. And again, this is why they hate MGTOW, because we take that power away from women, that pussy power away from them. So, and another thing to keep in mind about women, like, for example, okay, and this is one of the reasons why you really can't blame women for being the way they are. It's because opposite of that, okay, so I am Amar Metwali, I'm a decent looking guy, I'm not Chad, I'm not Tyrone, okay, I'm not fucking Yogi Obes, I'm not gonna claim Chad status, but yet I'm not gonna go out with a woman who is in the fucking negatives, okay? So, opposite of that, okay, I've seen decent looking women who are at the pub, they're like 6s and 7, and then you get a guy who's fucking a 2 or a 3, you know, a sub-5 guy, hitting them up, you know, trying to talk to them, trying to be like, hey, hi, my name is so-and-so, what's your name? And I see it, man. You can see the girl getting disgusted. You can feel it in her voice. You can feel it in her aura that she is offended that this ugly guy is coming up to her, you know. When that fugly woman tried to make out with me, I was offended, guys. okay? I was really offended because I was saying to myself, you know, here's this fugly, fugly woman fucking sexually assaulting me in the bar on New Year's Eve in front of hundreds of people. You know, my SMV will actually go down, you know? This is what you guys have to understand. Don't ever associate with women who are sub 6. Otherwise, your SMV will go down. You know, there's a reason why I don't put Yogi Obb's mom on camera, okay? So, do not get seen in public with 6 or below woman, because that takes down your SMV. You guys have to understand, women want to be with a guy that hot women want. I cannot stress this enough. A woman would rather be with a alpha who has a harem of women than be with a beta male who'll be all hers. Let me give you an example, okay? Before I went to Romania, like 3 months ago, I was at the Beta Male Cafe, and there were these two hot European women who were at the Beta Male Cafe, and they struck up a conversation with me, and all of a sudden, the barista, after these ladies left, all of a sudden, the barista started talking to me. Why? What happened? Did she realize how great Amar Metwaldi is? No. She saw two hot women talking to Amar Metwaldi, having a good time, and she's like, I want to be part of that, okay? So, when these women see you with a sub-6 woman, that takes down your SMV, okay? This is why I want you guys out there, avoid sub-6 women. Not just so people don't talk bad about you, but also at the same time, because you guys have to understand, if you sleep with one fat chick, you sleep with one ugly chick, you're gonna be like, I did it before, I can do it again. There's a certain PUA here on the internet who shall remain nameless, yo homie, I'm alpha, who openly says, as long as the bitch is under 400 pounds, I sleep with her. Why? Because all Mr. Yo Homie did was sleep around with fat, ugly woman. And he's like, shit, I've slept with over 500 fat, ugly women. Now, sleeping with fat, ugly woman to Mr. Yo Homie, he actually acquired a taste for fat, ugly woman. You see, you guys out there do not want to acquire a taste for fat, ugly, sub-6 woman, okay? So not just do it for the public, but do it for your own dignity, integrity, honor. You guys out there got to have standards, you know? I, Amar Metwaldi, would rather go years without sex then get with a fucking witch, like the woman who sexually assaulted me last night. So, you guys have to understand something very, very important here in America, is that woman ego has gone through the roof, okay? A good-looking girl, she's not gonna come up to you and be like, oh my God! You're so hot, let's have sex, okay? They're not going to do that, unless, of course, you are Giga Chad, which obviously I'm not, okay? Now, so, outside of Giga Chad, you're gonna have to simp for woman. You're gonna have to join her circus, okay? Like MGTOW Dictionary said, you're gonna have to join a woman's circus outside of being Giga Chad, and she just takes you to the bathroom in the back and fucks you, right? So, another thing you have to keep in mind, guys, is that I'm seeing this more and more, and I'm seeing it in small town USA. You know, where I'm at, guys, it's mainly a white town, but we get some black people coming down from Port St. Lucie, and there are mud sharks, you know. I made a video a couple of weeks ago about mud sharks. Mud sharks are white women who exclusively sleep around with black guys, okay? Now, there's nothing wrong with a white girl being with a black dude. This is the problem right here. See, white women who exclusively sleep around with black guys, aka the mud shark, this is their way of saying to their fathers, fuck you, dad. You can't tell me what to do. You see, here's the thing you need to understand. I have no problem with a white woman sleeping around with Tyrone or with a respectable black man. These women are sleeping around with black guys that Donovan Sharp himself would refer to as niggas. Niggas, or what Rom Wells would refer to as dusties, are black guys who are like into drugs, they're into alcohol, they're into playing video games, you know, they live with their mama, they have like fucking 10 kids with 27 baby mamas, they're just deplorable, okay? You know, you have to understand, these niggas slash dusties to a mud shark, they are the forbidden fruit. Okay, this is the ultimate way to say fuck you to her father. I mean, think about it. If you are a white father, okay, would you want your daughter to go out with some dusty who lives with his mama, plays video games all day, works at fucking, assuming he works at Popeyes, you know, probably sells drugs on the side of the street. Would you want your white precious girl to be with a guy like that? Hell no, you don't. So, to a lot of these mud sharks, this is the ultimate way to say, fuck you, dad. I'm gonna do the total and complete opposite of what you expect of me. So, at the bar that I'm going to, there's this mud shark, okay? Again, white girl, she's like a 7.4, right? And this mud shark, all the dusties, they like cycle through her. You see, guys, black men ain't dumb. You know, these niggas slash dusties, they're not dumb. They know when a white girl has a thing for dusties because this is her way of saying, fuck you, dad. They know that. So what these black guys are doing, and hey, more power to them, by the way, okay? What these black guys are doing is that they cycle through the girl. For example, you know, this white girl who's a mud shark 7.3 or 7.4 at the bar, every day some dusty comes in and he takes her home, right? So today, dusty number one is gonna come to the bar, get her drunk, offer her some weed, you know, play with her breastises like Rom Wells says, takes her home. The next day, you know, dusty number two does the same thing with her. You know, we live in a time right now where the guys who get the best pussy, the easiest pussy, like no strings attached, are the niggas, you know? The black guys who are, like Rom Wells and Donovan Sharp says, are degenerates, lowlives, scumbags. Those are the ones who actually get the best pussy and the easiest pussy. And again, more power to them because they are doing us a favor by exposing these degenerate, dirty, damaged, filthy sharmutas. You see, the world that we live in today is so perverted that the good guy gets fucked over the worst while the degenerate gets the best pussy. This is why people hate MGTOW. Because, here's the thing. If you walk away from women, You're not going to get divorce raped. You're not going to get taken advantage of by the system if you walk away from women, okay? Also, at the same time, you take power away from women, you know? There's a guy I know at the bar. He is a federal contractor, makes a shitload of money, and guess what? He's not into women. Yeah, he'll talk to women, but he's like, I will never ever take any of these women. Fuck them. They're all a bunch of dirty, dirty whores. So, you know, high IQ guys, guys who actually have something to lose, guys who are making money, they're not going to be taken advantage of by some floozy. They're not gonna put a ring on it only to be divorce raped and lose half their shit for the entire life, you know? There's a lot of guys out there who are going to third world poverty stricken countries to get their rocks off. Listen, guys, if you want wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you have two options, okay? Either get yourself a pro, like Red Pill Marriage said, or you travel overseas, go down to Mexico, you know, go to a club down there. If you can, you know, a lot of guys out there, they can't talk to women. And again, it all comes down to looks, guys. I'm not Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo homie. Yo is going to tell you it's all about personality, okay? Looks are the single most important thing. Because again, I've seen it with my own eyes here at the local pub where a guy, fugly looking guy, sub 5 guy, goes up to like a girl who's like a fucking 6 or 7. He goes up to her. He's like, hey, my name is so-and-so. She like looks at him with a scroll and like, hey. Then she walks away from him, or she looks somewhere else, or she starts playing with her phone. In fact, let me give you this a good example. Yesterday, actually, you know, there was this girl. She was like a 6.8, right? She's sitting there at the bar, and this sub-5 guy, he's like a fucking 3. He like comes up to her, starts talking to her. He said, so she's sitting down at the bar, right? She's not going anywhere. So this guy, he comes up to her, sits right next to her, and guess what? That motherfucker ain't going nowhere. He's talking to her, and this girl is like giving him one-word answers. She's looking at her phone, and this dumb motherfucker is not getting the hint that this girl wants to have nothing to do with him. See, this is why women hate men. This is why women don't like it when you go up to a woman and be like, yo, baby mama, what you doing tonight? You know, like a particular PUA who shall remain nameless tells you, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. Just go out there and cold approach woman. Women hate to be approached by sub-5 guys. Get that through your mind out there. If you're a fugly looking dude, okay, pay for it. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't approach women, because that makes it bad for all of us, for the simple fact. I think I was getting a phone call. When I get a phone call, this camera stops recording voice. Okay. I don't think I said anything that you guys didn't hear already. Alright, so sub-5 guys, stop approaching woman, okay? Do you guys want to know who the most approached woman in the world are? It's not the dime pieces. You know, the women who are 9 and 10 out there, they're on fucking Instagram getting flown out to Dubai, okay? The women who get approached the most are the 6s. Why? Because guys say to themselves, oh, I'm like a 4, I'm like a 5, I stand a chance with her. No, you don't, you dumb motherfucker. I mean, seriously, think about it. A freaking woman in the negatives sexually assaulted me, thinking that she can be with me. So here you are thinking that you're a fucking 3 or a 4, that you can be with a 6. It doesn't work like that. Listen, that 6 of a girl, she can go out, she can go up to a guy who's like a 7 or 8. You know what? If that girl who's a 6 came up to me and wanted to make out with me, yeah, I know, I told you don't get seen in public with women who are sub 6, okay? If that girl who's like a little bit over a 6, you know, she wanted to make out with me, hey! So, the point I'm trying to tell you guys here is that you sub 5 guys, give up. Even the fat, ugly 400 pound land whales, listen, no woman in her right mind is gonna go for a sub 5 guy. If you are a sub average guy, pay for it or just give up on woman. Those are your only two motherfucking options. But if you are a guy between, let's say, 5 to 7, your options would be pay to play, like Red Pill Marriage says, or go overseas and, you know, just use your American passport to raise your status. And again, when you go overseas, you have the option of pay to play, or you can go to the bar, you can go to the nightclub, and if you know how to talk to women, guys, it's very important for you to be able to talk to women. You can't be fucking awkward, okay? Giga Chad can be awkward. You are not Giga Chad. So again, if you are a decent looking guy, let's say you are a 7, you go overseas, you go to fucking Mexico, you better be able to have a good conversation with a woman if you want to take her back to your place in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, her pussy. You cannot be awkward. You cannot be, you know, socially inept. Women like guys who are socially respected. It's called societal proof, okay? Societal proof is when other guys respect you. You guys have to understand. Women like it when... I said in the beginning of the video, women like to be with a guy that other women want to be with. That's the number one thing. But let's be honest. Unless you're fucking Giga Chad, you're not gonna have a harem of women following you around. So if you are a decent looking guy who's a 7, outside of having a harem of women following you around, which again is reserved for Giga Chad, and you know, this is a life hack. You know, I heard about this guy who was like a 6 or a 7, and he would actually pay hot women to flirt with him, and then when they leave, other hot women who don't know that he's paying for it would actually come talk to him, and he would end up sleeping with them. So for you guys out there who are like a 5 or a 6, you're overseas, you just get a bunch of hot women, you pay them to flirt with you, and when they leave, other hot women are gonna come by and they're gonna be like, hey, if these gals were interested in this guy, let me see what's up with him, right? But I know for the vast majority of you guys out there, you're not gonna go out there, hire a bunch of actresses to, you know, flirt with you, because this is not a movie set, right? So this is why you need to not be awkward when you talk to women. You need to be able to talk to women. Now, unfortunately for me, Amr Mitwali, when I was in the Balkan countries, because of Scamorona, the pubs, the bars, the nightclubs, they were all shut down. Again, in in Brasov, there was a private bar that was open only for foreigners, and there was only like a very few foreigners over there, and no woman, pretty much, you know, no, there were no woman foreigners in Brasov. So for me, this is why I couldn't, you know, smash and dash, simply because the bars were not open over there. Hungary, the bars were actually open, but On my second day over there, the retarded Hungarian government came out and said, Scamarona restrictions, you need a vaccine passport to get inside, things have to shut down by 9, 10 o'clock. I was like, fuck you, Hungary, I'm going back to Romania, you know. I liked Romania, especially Brasov, you all know that by now. So, the point of this video, guys, is that, again, like TFM said, women are amazing, women are great, women are perfect. The problem is the beta males, the simps, the soy boys who enable them, empower them, encourage them to be the toxic, dirty, dirty sharmutas they are today by pretty much filling up their ego, you know. When a woman, see, this is why, you know, I know this video is getting a little bit long, it's over, well over 40 minutes by now. You see, I'm gonna make this really quick, okay? The women in my town who are like an 8, but they're not hot enough to get flown out to Dubai, these women, they usually have a harem of men around them who, of course, they want to get laid. Guys, these women who are 8s, but they don't get flown out to Dubai because they're not hot enough, they are so frustrated. And it's not sexual frustrations, okay? Don't get it twisted, okay? No woman can ever be sexually frustrated. Get that in your mind. Let me say that one more time. No woman will ever be sexually frustrated because any woman can get it from any guy. Again, you have seen it. Well, you didn't see it. You know what? You guys seen it in the thumbnail. You got a fucking 400-pound land whale making out with a guy who's like a fucking 6. So, there's no such thing as a sexually frustrated woman. Get that out of your mind. But why these 8s are frustrated, it's because they're surrounded by average guys. Again, the guys might be decent looking, they might be 7, they might be 8s, but a woman who's an 8 in small town USA, she's like, why am I not on a yacht in Dubai? Why am I not hooking up with a guy who's driving a fucking Lambo? This is what you guys have to understand about small towns, okay? Women in small towns who are 8s, they are extremely frustrated to the point where they are very, very toxic. I mean, this one girl yesterday, she was an 8. You know, she was walking around, she was breaking glass. I mean, yeah, she pays for it because she has a bar tab open. You see, guys, back in the day, like 13, 14 years ago, before this whole Tinder thing became a thing, you know, women would go to bars to get free drinks, you know. When you go to a bar and you are an unattractive guy, the girl would tell you, hey, can you buy me a drink? You buy her a drink, she gets a drink, she turns her back on you, and you'll never see her again. Today, women are not going to bars for drinks. They don't care. You know, they got welfare, they got big daddy government, you know, they got, you know, jobs because they have vagina that they're totally unqualified for. So women today are not going to bars to get free drinks, okay? They're going to bars for attention. So all these women who are like 8s in small town USA, they're there hoping that a multi-billionaire, hoping that a guy who drives around in a Ferrari will pick them up. Now, to you guys out there who are watching this video and you have like a Ferrari, a Lambo, come to small town USA where I'm at, right? Come here with your Lambo, with your Ferrari, your Maserati. I guarantee you, you will be slaying 8s all days, every day, if you come here with one of those top-tier cars. But the point that I want to make to you guys here is that outside of being Giga Chad, outside of going to some third-world poverty-stricken country, it's really over for every guy. And if you are a sub-5 guy, it's actually over for you all over the world. unless you can play, you know, JBW, which according to Incel TV stands for just be white. But the point here that I want to make to you guys out there is that the dating, there is no such thing as dating in America, okay? Dating is long gone. What we have here is that we have a brutal marketplace where it's not your girl, it's just your turn. So, the conclusion of this video. Any of you guys out there who want a family, loyal wife, kids, get that out of your mind. Forget about having a loyal wife. Forget about having kids, okay? These women out there, this is a brutal marketplace. They all want to get flown out to Dubai. They all want to be on a yacht. They all want to ride around in a Lambo. Even the girls who are like fucking fives and sixes, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, money is going to win. When I say money, again, you can't drive around in a 2002 Mercedes-Benz. You need to be in a Lambo. You need to be in a Ferrari. And again, this is outside of Giga Chad. So, in today's world, here in America, in order for you to win, you need to be Giga Chad, or you need to be a fucking billionaire driving around as a fucking Maserati and your yacht is parked right in the harbor. That's the only way you can win here in America outside of being Giga Chad. Now, the only other way you can win, which I'm totally against, is if you settle for the fucking witch that sexually harassed me or fucking 400 or 500 pound land whales. So you guys can see where I'm at here in America. I ain't Giga Chad, so I'm not gonna get, you know, those sevens and eights. Eights don't approach really, but I'm not gonna get those girls who are a seven who are gonna come up to me and be like, oh my god, your muscles are so big, stick your dick in my pussy. I'm not gonna get that, okay? At the same time, I'm not driving around in a fucking Lambo, and even if I had the money for it, I am not the type of person to throw money, because that is Hayat al-Dunya. That's the glitz and glamour of this world. You guys will never ever see Amer Metwaly driving around in a Lambo or a Maserati. First of all, they are horrible on gas, okay? And secondly, again, it's just not me to drive around in a Lambo or in a high-end car, because that would be my way of saying, hey girls, I got money. And I just don't do that, okay? Now, I'll drive around in a Beamer. I'll drive around in a Mercedes-Benz. Why? Because Beamers and Benzes in particular, they show a certain level of class, okay? Class is very important. Not to mention, Yogi Ob's mom likes to ride around in luxury. So, yes, I will drive around in a Benz, I'll drive around in a Beamer, but I'm not gonna drive around in a fucking Lambo or a Maserati or anything like this. I know there's a couple of people out there in the manosphere who have Lambos, Maseratis, you know, all that to pick up women. That's just not my way, okay? So, again, outside of being Giga Chad, outside of flaunting wealth, outside of settling for like 400 or 500 pound woman or women who are on the negative side of the scale, there's really no hope for the average looking guy in the West, even in small town USA. The only guys out there that actually have a shot are niggas. And again, niggas, according to Donovan Sharp, are dusty black guys who live with their mama, sell drugs, have 10 different baby mamas, and fucking smoke weed all day. You know, women love alcohol, women love weed. This is why these black guys can get women. Oh, before I end this video, I didn't complete the story about the girl who was sitting at the bar who was a 6, and then some sub 5 guy sat next to her who was talking to her, and he wasn't getting the memo that this girl was not interested in her, that the girl was not interested in him. So this black guy like walks past him, she like fucking grabs the white guy and she's like, "Oh my god, I like your shoes." And she starts talking to the black guy. She's like, yeah. And the white guy, he finally got the memo that this bitch ain't interested in you. And I saw the white guy slither out of his seat. I mean, I just felt bad for the guy. You know, part of me was like, yeah, bro, you're a sub 5 dude going up to a woman who's like a fucking 6-point-something. And yet you think you have a shot with her. But another part of me was like, oh my god, this guy, I don't want to say he got his heart broken, because he probably doesn't know this girl, but the way he slithered out of his seat, it was like the guy was 2 inches tall. This is how humiliated he was. You know, imagine being a sub 5 guy trying to talk to a woman for like 5 minutes who's giving you one word answers. She's looking at her phone, and then this black guy comes in and she like grabs him and she's like, "I like your shoes. Oh my god, where did you get them from? Oh really? That's my favorite store too. Oh, you know so and so there? Oh my god, tell me more," right? Oh man, yeah. Yeah, the bottom line, guys, is that either be a dusty, either be super rich, flaunting your wealth, or either be Giga Chad. That's the only way you can get women here in America. Or settle for 400 or 500 pound land whales and fucking witches that sexually assaulted me. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Oh, and if you have $75, you can get Yogi Obe's mom. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.